Welcome to another Bible Bite, compliments of heaven for sure. These Christian Living Bible Bites are not intended to be your primary source of spiritual nutrition. A Bible Bite provides just a thought from a Bible verse for you to think about as you go about your day. Today's Bible Bite is entitled, Not a Hint of Jealousy or Bitterness. Just think of the news Elizabeth and Zechariah were processing. Finally, after all these years, we are going to have a child. Yes, a son, for that matter. And what makes it even more special, the mighty angel Gabriel appeared to my husband to tell him the news of our soon-to-be baby boy. Now, down through history, how many times has his great angel Gabriel ever communicated directly to anyone on earth? And just to think, we were the favored couple. It's really something. Of course, the best news of all is the fact that our boy will have the very special role of announcing the arrival of the Christ. How wonderfully we have been blessed. A number of months later, and in walks Elizabeth's much younger relative, Mary. How would Elizabeth take Mary's news? How did the conversation go? Did Elizabeth first say to Mary, "Did you hear that the mighty angel Gabriel appeared to my dear old husband Zechariah?" How did she feel, yes, feel, when youthful Mary told her the mighty angel also visited her personally? And did Elizabeth ask, "Had you heard that in our old age, in our very senior years, we were expecting the arrival of our first son, and that our boy would prepare the way for the arrival of, dare I say, Messiah?" But how did Elizabeth feel when she found out that her much younger relative not only shared in the honor of having Gabriel visit her, but that Mary was told she too would have a son, and that he wouldn't just be the forerunner of the Messiah, but Messiah himself? Naturally speaking, we might think older Elizabeth would be feeling that her own excitement had been unfairly upstaged by her rival relative. Naturally speaking, she could have been jealous that Mary herself got to have a one-on-one with the mighty angel Gabriel, and she did not. Naturally speaking, Elizabeth could have had some negative thoughts that her long-awaited child would be displaced by Mary's son. He would increase, but her own son would decrease. But Elizabeth was thrilled that her younger relative was expecting the promised child, the Messiah. There was no rivalry, no resentment. She didn't say, "Rats, she's getting ahead of me. I thought I'd enjoy the limelight for a while. Now she's going to steal the show. Everybody will be making a fuss over her baby. My son will have to take second place." She didn't grudgingly congratulate Mary and then tell her, somewhat condescendingly, "You're pretty young for all of this. I don't know whether you'll be able to handle it or not." No subtle put-downs or snubs born out of suppressed or unexpressed jealousy. Elizabeth acknowledged the undeserved blessing that she herself had received from God, but she was also quick to recognize that Mary's blessings were far greater. There was not a tinge or a hint of jealousy. In the words of Romans 12, verse 15, "Rejoice with those who rejoice." Have you ever smiled through someone else's exciting news, but deep down, you're a little annoyed that it happened for them and not for you? Have you ever pretended to be ever so happy for someone, but deep down, you had a little inner fist clenched? There can be a short-lived, almost impulsive, internal negative response to the news of blessing in someone else's life. That inner reaction needs to be confessed. If I don't nip it in the bud, there is great danger of jealous feelings gaining both a foothold in our hearts and momentum in our thinking. When we start dipping into the archives of our memories to connect the dots, to justify our negative feelings and to make our case, then we are on a dangerous course. There is nothing spiritual about such thoughts. We are definitely in the wrong. It is fleshly carnality at its worst. And left unchecked and unconfessed, it will mushroom into dark, destructive behavior. Paul asked in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 3, "For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly? And are you not walking like mere men?" If you read more about Elizabeth, you will see why she rejoiced with Mary and harbored not even a hint of jealousy or bitterness. She lived a righteous, blameless life before God. That's Luke chapter 1, verse 6. Elizabeth and Zacharias had the right focus in life, the coming Messiah. Luke 1, verse 41 says, "Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She had no difficulty whatsoever saying to Mary, 'Blessed are you among women.'" And she not only had the right focus in life, she had a right view of herself. Humbly, she marveled that the mother of her Lord would stoop to visit her. Jealousy and bitterness have no place in a heart occupied with Christ, the spiritually minded. Thank you for listening to this Bible Bite. Walk carefully and closely with the Lord today. Be sure to enjoy.